Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, April 12, 2016. Israeli troops demolish homes in the West Bank and army bulldozers uproot farmlands in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers, accompanied by a number of bulldozers, invaded on Tuesday morning the Al-Walaja village northwest of Bethlehem in southern West Bank and demolished three under-construction homes, allegedly for being built without construction permits. A week ago, the soldiers invaded Al-Walaja, photographed several homes, and handed a few Palestinian demolishing orders. The area has been subjected to frequent Israeli military invasions and violations, locals told media. The Israeli army claimed that the area falls under the jurisdiction of Jerusalem City Council and that the Palestinians cannot build there without a council's approval. In related news, Israeli soldiers invaded Za'atara area south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus and destroyed a garden for children, including a playground that was constructed 6 months ago. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday at dawn the northern West Bank districts of Tul Karim and Bethlehem City in southern West Bank, seized several homes and kidnapped 7 young men, 4 in Tul Karim and 3 in Bethlehem. In the meantime, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday a young Palestinian man in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, while Israeli colonizers attacked and injured a child in the center of the city. The Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that Israeli soldiers invaded and searched few homes in Hebron City and kidnapped one Palestinian. On Monday evening, a number of fanatic Israeli colonizers assaulted a Palestinian 10-year-old child in Hebron City Center. The child suffered various cuts and bruises and received the needed treatment in a local clinic. In Gaza, several military vehicles and bulldozers invaded Palestinian agricultural lands east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and uprooted and destroyed farmlands and fired live rounds at farmers. Damage was reported, but no injuries. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, April 12, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.